It is a great privilege to be back at the Mount. I was here from 1986 to 1990. I went to Christendom College, and after Christendom, went here with the Diocese of Arlington. Spent 4 years here. Was ordained 19 years ago, and about 7 years ago, became the founding pastor of a newly formed parish in our diocese called Holy Trinity. We started with just 300 families, and then we had to meet in the high school and daily mass, just at a local Benedictine monastery that we used. And then eventually the parish grew and grew. We built the church, did all the fundraising, had to do all those things. And we're blessed now to have 3,000 families registered in the parish, over 10,000 people. I've baptized over 1,200 babies in the last 7 years. I just told the deacon again last week that everybody was pregnant in the parish except for me and him. We have 1,400 kids in CCD and religious ed. In our first year of the new church, we did about 50 weddings, and everything just doubled. A year ago, we had 1,500 families. Now we have 3,000. So we have twice as many weddings, funerals, baptisms. So it's been a wonderful blessing to be in that parish. And so I know many of you will be in that same situation, to maybe found parishes, start parishes. So what I want to do here is give you some very practical suggestions on how to evangelize and catechize your parish. Number one, try as best you can. I hope you will take good notes, write these things down. I'm trying to go pretty much rapid fire with these ideas. Is start a Eucharistic Adoration Chapel. You got to get perpetual Eucharistic Adoration in your church if you want to convert your parish, if you want to convert your county, your territory. It's going to be the number one thing that will help, because it'll bring people to pray. It focuses people upon the very center of our faith, Jesus Christ. It strengthens their belief in the real presence. It gets people to spend time in silence, to hear their vocation. Gives them an opportunity to do spiritual reading, to discern their vocation, and it actually burns away sin. You know, when people spend time before the Blessed Sacrament, it gets people back to confession. It's a wonderful thing. And try to bring in a priest. So from the missionaries of the Blessed Sacrament to preach at all the masses, we had over 700 people sign up for a weekly holy hour with the Lord. We have adoration 140 hours a week, every Sunday night at 5 p.m. to Saturday morning at 9. You might be able to do perpetual adoration. It's number one thing. Second idea, Legion of Mary. I've been involved since I was 10 years old. I've been in the Legion now for 36 years in the Legion. Came up through the juniors, intermediates, and then the young adult presidium. I'm very blessed to have 8 presidia in my parish. I could use 10. I could use 20 Legion groups. I have 8 groups right now, plus a patrician, so that would be an additional group. We have 6 for adults. We have a Spanish-speaking presidium. We have a wonderful group for the moms. The moms come and to the church at the same time. They bring their little kids. They even bring the babies. They bring the babies to the meetings, and they also have a nursery we have set up. They bring their high school kids, so the mom's group, the junior group, the high school group all meets at the same time, and I get around to each of the meetings. And then we have other groups for the adults of the parish. And as I mentioned at the presidium meeting, Father Bradshaw, who died in Siberia as a missionary, said a priest should do 100 men's work a day, but use 100 men to do it, or use 100 people to do it. And that's my goal, to delegate as much as possible. Never do anything you can get somebody else to do. And the Legion goes door to door. All the adult presidia go door to door. It takes them about every year, every 2 years, they knock on every door in the parish boundaries. We have about 30,000 homes within the parish boundaries. And they also do lots of Pilgrim Virgin statues, Sacred Heart enthronements, welcome new parishioners. It's a wonderful thing. When somebody's not there at the door, they leave a welcome packet, which has the parish bulletin, a letter from me, and information about the church. And many people will just show up because somebody left the packet at their door. And we had a beautiful story recently. A fella, they knocked on the door during the summer, and he'd been a Catholic away for 40 years from the Catholic faith, and he started crying, saying, "Jesus sent you to me." He was dying of stage 4 cancer, lung cancer. Well, I got to see him a few days after that, heard his beautiful confession, anointed him. He lasted 6 months. Was his wife, who's Baptist, brought him to Sunday Mass. He died a very holy death, so happy, so at peace, because the Legion brought him back. See, these are your lost sheep that are out there. Unless we go door to door and reach out to the fallen away Catholics, and I always call my legionaries the sheepdogs, because they have to go round up. They have to round up the lost sheep. And another time, legionaries were knocking on a door, and they came across a family. They had three children, ages 2, 4, and 6, three beautiful girls. Both parents were Catholic. We got the girls baptized. Both parents took RCIA. We got them confirmed and married in the church, and then they were teaching CCD and then the year after. So beautiful stories happen like that. Another idea is at Christmas or Easter, give out a CD to all your parishioners, a free CD on some topic on the faith. And it's a wonderful thing. So you have to reach the Christmas and Easter Catholics somehow. When they come, they get a gift. At Holy Trinity, you get a present at Christmas and Easter from the parish. It's usually the Scott Hahn conversion tape, or Father Carapi conversion, or Christopher West, or How to Pray the Rosary. And I brought these as samples, so take them. It's a wonderful thing. The Father Larry Richards on the Mass or on Confession. In fact, I just bought 3,000 copies of the CD on Confession. We're going to give it out to everybody on Palm Sunday as a gift. Hopefully they'll listen to it during Holy Week and come back to Confession. At last Christmas, we gave out the 7 Secrets of the Eucharist CD to everybody. It's a great thing to give that away. You've got to reach these Christmas and Easter Catholics. Also, number 4, when people come and join the parish, sign them up to receive the diocesan newspaper. In our diocese, if you're registered in the parish, you automatically get it for free. See, Frank Duff, the founder of Allegiant, said you got to get something Catholic into their home every week. So do that as pastors, as priests. Get your Catholic newspaper into their home. Usually you can get that for free. Number 5, I would recommend starting, again, these aren't in any particular order. I just wrote them down as they came to me when I was making a holy hour before the Blessed Sacrament. And number 5 was start the Miraculous Medal Novena, the Perpetual Novena, the Miraculous Medal. It's a wonderful thing. Some parishes do this Monday evenings. I do it Friday mornings after the 9 o'clock Mass. Fridays always tends to be our biggest day for daily Mass. We get about 300 people now for daily Mass on Fridays because the homeschoolers come and a lot of senior citizens. So right after Mass, we do the Miraculous Medal Novena for returns of the sacraments, for healings, conversions, and miracles of grace. Number 6, start the patricians in your parish. You're familiar with that. It's a wonderful adult education. It meets monthly. We've picked incredible topics. We average about 40 people come to it. Sometimes we've had as many as 100 people come to the patricians when topics are on things like the meaning of suffering or angels and demons or what does the church teach about miracles or how to respond to the Da Vinci Code. Number 7, in your church vestibule, put up pamphlet racks. I brought photographs of these pamphlet racks, and you can see, and put those in the vestibule. People, when they come for daily Mass, or when they just stop in to see the church, or before and after Sunday Mass, or before and after confessions on Saturday, will be drawn to these wonderful pieces of literature put out by our Sunday Visitor, has a lot of good things, New Hope, Eternal Life, One More Soul, Couple to Couple League. This is fantastic stuff. People are starving and hungry for the truth. And so put these out. I have a space for about 150 to 200 pamphlets in the vestibule. Number 8, in my confessional, we I call it the Holy Card and Literature Apostolate. One of these pictures, in fact, there's a pamphlet rack there. One of the pictures will be my confessional. I have it set up with a little bookcase, and you get these holy cards from Awesome is a company. They're very inexpensive, maybe 5 cents a piece. And you can get the Prayer of St. Francis, the Memorare, the Beatitudes, the Anima Christi. I have about 50 to 75 different holy cards. So when people come to me for penance, I just don't say three Our Fathers, three Hail Marys. I'll give them sort of a prescription. Let's say the Beatitudes, or Psalm 51, or Psalm 23. And you can get these holy cards. It's like a pharmacy. It's a medicine cabinet. And when people come with different problems, with worry, with stress, anxiety, I can give them something. When they talk about contraception, I can give them stuff about natural family planning. When they have had abortions, you can give them the Project Rachel information. So use your confessional as this opportunity to instruct them. First of all, kids love holy cards. It's not just a routine penance, and it can be very, very helpful. Also, of course, put the act of contrition in the confessional, which will help people. Some people are afraid they don't remember the act of contrition. And also, there's a guide to confession. I have copies of it on that table. You can get it. And then if people are just coming back to confession after many years, and I've had a privilege as a priest that almost every week of my priesthood, the Lord has sent people that have been away 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 40 years to go to confession. It's been a wonderful thing. And I think by having these guides to confession in the confessional, when they've been away a long time, just slide it to them, give it to them, and they can help them make a good confession to go through that guide to confession. Number 9, in the vestibule, have a welcome table, like a book barrow, in the vestibule, where you have your registration forms, but also put out rosaries and how to pray the rosary. Put out literature and holy cards. I get my legionaries before and after all the Sunday Masses to be out there as book bearer people. And they can sign up auxiliary members, they can answer questions about the parish, they can give people registrations and welcome packets. It just happened last week. One of my legionaries says, Father, you have to meet this young lady. She's been away from church for 10 years. So I met with her. She said, Father, do you have some time? And I did have enough time in between the Masses. We walked down to my office. She made a beautiful confession after 10 years. And it was a wonderful thing. And I gave her literature about the parish, encouraged her to join some organizations. And this week, she's already in the choir. So it was beautiful. It was a beautiful experience. It happens all the time with the graces of the Lord and our Blessed Mother. So make sure you have friendly ushers to welcome people and greet them with a big smile. We have, ushers and greeters. It's a wonderful thing when people say hello to you when you walk into the vestibule. When I built this church and designed it, I built it with a very large vestibule. So people can talk and socialize and meet each other. And then they go into the church where there's prayer and there's silence and there's reverence and respect. Number 10, get the Lighthouse CDs, the Catholic Lighthouse CDs. You can order these. There's about 70 different titles. And they even send you the CD stand. And you can put these in the back of the vestibule. And hopefully people will take these, maybe give a donation. But if they don't, who cares? You're interested in souls. And because if you get somebody to be converted by listening to a Scott Hahn or a Father Carapi, then if they come back to church, they're going to give money in the collection. So I'm happy to give them out for free. I don't care. And so the Mary Foundation, you can actually, if you buy 2,000 or 3,000 copies, they're only 50 cents each. Okay, it's a great idea. And so get the Lighthouse CDs in the parish. Number 11, your baptismal class. I teach a baptismal class every month. We give them a wonderful binder that we put together. It has good articles about baptism, messages for the godparents, and I'm happy to send up a copy of the baptismal binder for you to pass around. It has literature about Why go to Mass on Sunday? Why go to confession, examination of conscience, natural family planning, etc.? So it's a wonderful class, and so many of our couples have come back to the church through the baptismal class. So you want to catch your people at the baptism of their kids, at the kids' first confession, at the kids' first communion. This is how you reach the parents, at confirmation. So you want to use these opportunities, these sacramental opportunities, to bring them back to the faith. They always get the plaques of the Sacred Heart, the Immaculate and Sacred Heart plaque, as a gift at the baptismal class. They get a miraculous medal, they get a rosary. And if they're not married in the church, we get their information, and then myself, the other priest or deacon, will work with them to get their marriage validated in the church. Number 12, in your parish, get a library. And the library should have three things. Your library in the church should have books, it should have DVDs and videos, and should have audio cassettes, or not cassettes, but CDs, like books on tape and things like that. We have over 5,000 volumes. You'll see pictures as they go around. 5,000 volumes in our library. The books were donated. They're all solid Orthodox Catholic books. And then with the videos, there's wonderful Catholic DVDs, and it's a lending library. People come in after Mass, and they can pick up these DVDs, take them out. And then the CDs are wonderful, these books on tape, Catholic books on tape and CDs. We have a lot of commuters in the parish that drive into D.C. Number 13, every person in the parish will get a personal letter from me before RCIA begins, if somebody is not Catholic in the family. If a Catholic's married to a non-Catholic spouse, they'll get a letter. In fact, I brought a sample of that letter on the table, so you can take that. And I personally sign these. It's about 500 letters a year that I sign, but we've been very blessed to have a very good number of converts every year, averaging between 20 and 40 every year for the last 7 years. This year, God willing, we'll have another 40. In addition to that, about 20 Catholics finally getting confirmed. So this friendly letter that goes out to every family where somebody needs confirmation, adults need confirmation, or where somebody's not Catholic. Number 14, I call every parishioner on his or her birthday. Now, this is not easy to do, folks. When I started the parish, it was easy. It was only, let's say, 5 to 7 birthday calls a day. Now it's 30 to 40. One of the handouts over there, I just printed off Saturday's birthday list, and you can take a look at that. But I'll tell you, if you're willing to do it, it takes about a minute per person. It's well worth it. So many people said, "Father, I've been a Catholic for 70 years. No priest has ever called me on my birthday." Basically, I do it for evangelization purposes, as an act of kindness, as an act of thoughtfulness. It's amazing that so many people will say, "Father, your birthday call got us back to church. We hadn't gone for a few months, and it was just, a little act of thoughtfulness brought them back." And I even call the non-Catholic spouses that obviously are registered with their Catholic spouses, and that has helped with RCIA. And, of course, most times, 70% of the time, they're not there, so you just leave a message on the machine, but that's even better, right? That doesn't take as much time, but right. And number 15, make sure your registration form, and I brought copies of our registration form, is thorough enough to get the information that you need. Were they married in the Catholic Church? When are their birthdays? Are the kids baptized? Are the kids in CCD? Do any non-Catholics want RCIA classes? What language do they speak at home? Does anybody need to see a priest? And make sure you get their email address. Okay, make sure email's on there, because I'll mention that in a couple minutes, why that is so important. And do they want to join any particular ministry in the parish? Very helpful. Number 16, have lots of confession times every week in the parish. We now have confessions every Thursday evening, every Friday morning after the 9 o'clock Mass, and of course Saturday afternoons for an hour and a half, and we always have at least two or three priests every Saturday, and we're full the entire time. Every Friday during Lent after the Stations of the Cross. So, you know, if you build it, they will come. If you sit in the confessional, if you encourage confession, talk about confession, they will come. Number 17, use your parish bulletin to evangelize. You can have this little corner from the desk of Father. Make sure your bulletin is attractive, easy to read. We use a lot of color, a lot of symbols. Make sure it's educational. I always try to put, if there's something humorous in there, put a humorous joke or a story in there. It gets people to read it. Quotes from the saints. And you can really educate your people a lot through the bulletin. Number 18, use bulletin inserts. Okay? Some of those things I brought you are examples of educational bulletin inserts that we use. Last week we did a recruiting drive and I put in 10 reasons to join the Legion of Mary on the back, the meeting times of our 8 presidia. You can put things in there like, how old is your church? Or things, you know, why make a holy hour? Or why don't we have women priests? Or why is there celibacy for priests? And I always have the guide to confession in the bulletin around Christmas and Easter. At the beginning of Lent or the beginning of Advent, put the guide to confession in there. You can even put these things in there just to educate the people on the vestments, on the sacred vessels. These things are wonderful handouts. And it's amazing. For example, a few weeks back, we put in this one here, the origins of the Catholic faith and the four marks of the church, the timeline of Christianity. In fact, somebody after Mass said, Father, this is great. I was just talking to my non-Catholic neighbor about when their religion started. So then this showed up in the bulletin this week. So that's very helpful. Number 19, get an NFP teaching couple in your parish, a couple that can offer natural family planning classes at least 3 times a year, like January, February, March, you know, May, June, July, September, October, November. And we have a beautiful, nice insert that we also put in every time they're about to start a class. Number 20, you have to get excellent CCD textbooks, religious ed textbooks. And we have, like I said, almost 1,400 kids in our CCD program. We use the Faith and Life series by Ignatius Press. Personally, I think it's the best. It's very solid. And then we have a day of recollection for all of our CCD teachers every September before class starts. Number 21, try to start a parish gift shop. That way you can have books about the saints, miraculous medals, rosaries, crucifixes, veils, missals, First Communion confirmation information, and religious articles. And the parish gift shop is going great. I think in our first weekend, we sold like $600 worth of books and statues and things like that. Number 22, develop an excellent website for your parish, okay? This is just the first homepage of our parish website, and you can pick up a copy there. You got to check out our website. It was designed by a convert. She came into the church last year. We had a pretty good website, but she was phenomenal. She volunteered to redesign it, and it really came out great. And it's been very helpful, especially the sections on RCIA, Deepen Your Faith, the photos of the church calendar, the ministries. You have to check out the website. It really, really came out very nice. Also on the website, you can actually click on and listen to daily homilies that we record and put them right on the website within a day or two, and Sunday homilies. You can just click on and hear Palm Sunday or Easter or Christmas, the shut-ins, the homebound, other people throughout the country, listen to it. Number 23, we do weekly emails to all of our parishioners. See, on the registration forms, you get their emails. We send out a weekly email to every parishioner, highlighting guest speakers, talks, retreats, missions, and activities and events. It's been very helpful. Number 24, record your daily homilies. You can do it just on a little digital recorder, such as this, and then you can put them on the website, and then people can listen to them. And you can do that for Sunday as well. Number 25, when people come into the parish reception area, and I have pictures of this too, set up the reception area with, you know, Catholic Digest and Catholic newspapers and magazines and holy cards and guides to confession. Because when the people are waiting for their appointment or their meeting, they can pick up some of this literature. And that's where we keep our book of the month there as well. They can pick those up. Number 26, when you get to your parish, get a car magnet. These things are awesome. We got 5,000 car magnets. We gave them all out for Christmas as a Christmas gift. People have seen these in Richmond, Washington, D.C. It's fantastic advertisement. Just has the website, and it's great because I didn't know. I have people, I saw this in my own neighborhood. I did not know they were Catholic. But now I see that they have this on their car, so I can go up and just say hello, knock on their door. Other people in the neighborhoods have seen that their friends or neighbors are Catholic, and it's a good connection, great advertisement, great evangelization, and it's been very helpful. Number 27, try to have mornings and evenings of recollection in your parish. I bring in priests from different religious orders and congregations, Opus Dei and other places, and they do mornings of recollection for the men of the parish and for the women of the parish in the mornings or the evenings. They give a talk, they hear confessions, they give some spiritual direction. It's a huge help in a big parish like that. Also, try to have days of recollection for your CCD teachers, for your extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion, for your lectors, etc. Number 28, a great way to evangelize your parish is every Lent have a mission or a Lenten retreat. Bring in a guest priest. Bring in a guest speaker. It helps tremendously. We just had ours last week. We had 500 people every night. The priest said the morning mass, her confessions for an hour or so after morning mass, confessions in the 5:30 in the evening. We had a holy hour and talk and confessions again. He heard hundreds of confessions. He preached all the weekend masses. It's a great thing to do during Lent. Number 29, have an annual fall mission, October, November. Bring in a visiting priest to do the same thing, and then send out mailings, advertise it in your local newspaper, and he can hear confessions. It's a great way to reach people that maybe want to go to a priest from outside the parish. Number 30, bring in guest speakers. Try to book people like Scott Hahn, Christopher West, Benedict Rochelle. We just recently had a seminar on how to pray the Liturgy of the Hours. The priest from our diocese gave that. You can also have the priest come and speak at all the masses. For example, we have Father Tom Eitenhauer from HLI coming in a couple months to preach at all the weekend masses on the pro-life message. We had a priest come and speak about Eucharistic adoration. So make use of guest speakers on the Sundays, and as well as famous lay people to come in as well. Number 31, advertise your church in the local secular papers, in the local newspapers. So many of our people have come to church because we advertised our mass and confession schedule. You may even want a sign on your property, welcome home, inactive Catholics, rediscover your church. Number 32, promote the Catholic devotions in your church. The holy water fonts have a holy water container where people can come and pick up holy water. At all of our statues in the church, like Louis de Montfort and others, we have a stack of holy cards about that saint, and we have to replenish these every few weeks. We have votive candles in the church and other Catholic devotions. Number 33, RCIA textbooks and handouts We have all those on our website. You can download RCIA handouts. The textbooks, of course, the Catechism of the Catholic Church. We've used the Faith Explained. Now I use Catholicism for Dummies. It's excellent. We record the classes, and we make CDs of those for those who miss the classes, and we put them on our website so people that miss a couple classes can catch up. And number 34, realize the importance of your Sunday homily. It's your really one chance to get everybody the Sunday Catholics. So make use of that to educate people, inspire people, motivate people, enlighten their mind, and help to move their will. It's a great opportunity that we should really not neglect those Sunday homilies. It's that one chance, and a lot of people, you know, it's the only thing they do every week for God is that 1 hour at Mass on Sunday. Number 35, after Mass and before Mass, daily Mass and Sunday Mass, just hang out in the vestibule and just talk to people. Brian Tracy calls it MBWA, Management by Wandering Around. It's a great idea. Just socialize in between the Masses. Just stand out there, greet people as they come in, as they leave. So many people are brought back to God by just having a friendly priest who's willing to say hello and talk before and after Mass, and introduce your parishioners to one another. That helps a lot. Number 36, start as many organizations in the parish as you can. That's my goal. I mean, I have 65 organizations in the parish. Do I go to all of them? No, it's not. No. But, hey, the more you have, the better it is, because I have the Knights of Columbus. That's one of the first things I started at the parish. We have the Samaritans that help feed the poor and clothe the naked, and it's like our St. Vincent de Paul Society. We have the Cyrenians who do the bereavement meals, and we have a pro-life group that pray at the abortion clinic in Manassas. So the more organizations you have, the more somebody will be involved with. We actually have a sewing committee. They make baptismal garments. They make vestments. It's wonderful what they do. Actually, we have 150 altar boys in the parish. We're very blessed. Usually my Sunday Masses will have between 12 to 25 altar boys serving at each of the Masses. It's fantastic. I love it. Number 37, get friendly and personable secretaries. That's your first impression. That's your front lines. They make the good impression of the church. Make sure they answer the phone well. And when they get put on hold, we have Gregorian chant playing in the background. And number 38, get the EWTN schedule. They'll send it to you for free, like 2,000 copies. And it comes out like January, February, March, April, May, June. Every 2 months, the first weekend of the month, it goes in the bulletin. So that way everybody gets the EWTN schedule. Number 39, you're probably wondering how many there are. There's only about 10 more. Number 39, we run a monthly praise and worship holy hour. My graduates from Steubenville run this Sunday night from like 6:30 to 7:30, and it's very well attended. We get hundreds of people to come from even all over the diocese for praise and worship. The lights are turned down in the church. The monstrance is well lit, and I hear confessions during that time. And then afterwards, the young adults go out for a bite to eat. Last Sunday night, we had 20 young adults went out to IHOP for dinner. The month before that, 30 young adults went out to Chili's for dinner. Number 40, have coffee and donuts after the Masses on Sunday morning. It's great evangelization, believe it or not, because a lot of our Catholics, they don't feel that fellowship, that friendship, and you want people to stick around. First of all, it's easier to greet people when they all don't rush out at one time. When half of them go get coffee, donuts, and then they trickle out, they get to meet each other, they feel connected, and it's a great thing. Number 41, visit the sick, visit the shut-ins, take them communion, visit people in the hospital. When families lose a loved one, obviously, they say, if you can help people in time of need, okay, when they've lost a loved one, when they're in the hospital, you've got them for life. If you neglect them in time of need, you might lose them forever. So visit, obviously, people in the hospital, the homebound, And I do First Friday visits myself, and then we have Eucharistic ministers that take communion every week to the homebound. Number 42, put something in the bulletin about annulments and getting your marriage validated in the Catholic Church. Because a lot of people are in invalid marriages. So many of them, they go to communion. They don't realize that they're not in a valid marriage. They should not be going to communion. So put something in the bulletin about annulments. Please talk to your priest or deacon about the annulment process. Number 43, get something for the young adults. The young adult ministry is very important for young married couples and young adults. We have the Holy Hour, they do scripture study, the social events, etc. Number 44, try to get groups for like the men's group, the mom's group, the seniors group. These things are fantastic. The men's meet once a month, the mom's group meet once a month, the senior group meets once a month. See, these are not big time commitments. See, I have more time than like any priest in the diocese. I mean, I probably do a lot more than a lot of these other priests as far as time off or travel or vacations or seeing, concerts and shows. But we have all these things going on in the parish. Only five more to go. Number 45, your marriage preparation meetings are great times to evangelize your couples. I meet with every couple about four times. And I do about 40 weddings a year. That's 160 meetings. Most of my marriage prep is done at restaurants. Okay, on Saturdays and Sundays for lunch. It's a great time to meet couples. Most of my nights are free to go to other meetings and do other things. I like Saturday and Sundays for lunches. I usually do back-to-back with couples. Let's say it's Sweetwater and Centerville. I'll meet one couple at 11:30, and we have a salad. They might have lunch. I have a salad. The next couple comes at 12:30 or 1. I have an entree with them. If I have another couple, that's my dessert. That's my dessert. So I evangelize the young couples by giving them CDs, miraculous medals, the pictures of the Sacred and Immaculate Heart of Mary, lots of handouts. Every couple that gets married to Holy Trinity has to take natural family planning classes. It's not optional. They have to take the full course to get married at our church. I get them to try to come to RCIA and young adults. Most of the couples, when one of them's not Catholic, we try to get them in RCIA, and we've had wonderful amount of converts from that. Number 46, once a year, try to bring in like the Daughters of St. Paul or a Catholic bookstore to set up in the vestibule before and after all the masses to sell wonderful Catholic books. Okay. Number 47, get a good youth minister and have a good youth ministry program, and have it be social, spiritual, and service. Number 48. Do something to help the needy. We have St. Vincent de Paul or Samaritans, and it's a very good group. We don't give out any money at the office or out on the property. It's a very well organized group. I would highly recommend that, because in time of need, as things have gotten much worse, we get more and more calls for the needy. I think last year we gave out $45,000 worth of aid to needy families, electric bills, gas bills, etc. And you can, it's very easy to do that. And number 49. Okay, good. Okay, well, like I said, one more minute will be good. Is that okay, guys? 49. Send out a mailing to every parishioner before Christmas and before Easter with a letter giving them the Mass and Confession schedule for Easter, the Mass and Confession schedule for Christmas. And whenever somebody registers in the parish, make sure the first thing they get are not the envelopes, okay? In every parish in America, you register, the first thing you get is envelopes. Don't let that happen. I personally sign a letter to every person that registers. They get that first. They get the envelopes a couple weeks later. But it's a nice welcome letter. And lastly, number 50, give out the sacramentals, like buy a couple thousand miraculous medals, give them to every parishioner in November around the Feast Day of the Miraculous Medal, the Brown Scapular, you can do this in July, and the Rosary in October. You can do that and give out a couple thousand rosaries to everybody in October. You do it once every 3 or 4 years. So anyway, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate you listening to these 50 ways to evangelize your parish. Thanks, and God bless.